Dear jockey's gone to the wood, and Dame Jinny's gone tway. Dear jockey would court a good, but Dame Jinny says nay. Come, Jinny, my dearest love, prithee, Jinny, fancy me. Thou art the blithest, bonniest girl, and the featest lass that e'er jockey's eyne see. When jockey had wooed her thus, she said, prithee, forbear. Thou, jockey, art false, I fear, and would Jinny ensnare. Dear Jinny, believe it not that thy jockey is untrue, for I do swear by all that's good in this pleasant wood and by bonnet that's blue. O jockey, shame for thy lugs, for telling's like a tale. It is not how thy honey words are like for to prevail. For Jinny is a harmless lass, fearing to be prepanned. Although that jockey is a lad, but few are like to be had in all fair Scotland. My Jinny, ne'er make a din, but let us gang to play. Since thou art so neat and trim upon this holiday, I'll give thee ale and spice cakes, I and love thee tenderly. There we'll have a merry bout and keep a revel rout under the greenwood tree. Dear jockey, I like it weel a little sport to make. Yet do I fear that after all poor Jinny's heart's ache. I would not for a score of pounds I should come unto disgrace. Thus prithee, jockey, get thee gone, and leave the Jinny all alone in this uncouth place. O Jinny, ne'er tell me that thy jockey's like a loon. Thou needst not for to be afraid by jockey to leak down. For as I'm a lively lad, meaning to thee honestly, I'll give thee nothing that is bad, but the best that can be had, as Jinny shall see. O jockey, sort I believe to sure what you do say, and that you'd sod your Jinny leave and basely gang away. My Jinny, how polite my troth, ever to thee to be true, then believe me what I say, for I sworn to gang away to make my Jinny rue. What should I not now believe when dear jockey does swear by bonnet and all that's good that e'er jockey shall wear? Then let us gang he, my dear, and be merry there a while. I love thee heartily, my joy, thou art the only boy on whom Jinny shall smile. My Jinny, thou cheer'st my heart to give me thy consent. Thy jockey will never start, but give Jinny content. A trench mark a lord we'll have, all for joy this very night, and in the morn we'll gang to the kirk, where I'll see my Jinny smirk as soon as daylight. Thus jockey and Jinny beth agreed for to be wed, for jockey he thought it long to have Jinny in bed. Next morning to the kirk they went, finally wedded for to be, and at this time a man and wife, living free and void of strife, is their own countree.